Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the first day of the third test between India and England. We join the action after Joe Root won the toss and elected to bat. Your commentary team to kick things off: Neil Manthorpe, Darren Goff and Kevin Peterson.
Ishan Sharma once more bowls in swinger and it's flicked away by Zach Crawley, I think off the pad. I don't think it'll be a run credited to the batsman. It's a leg by, confirmed by umpire Nitin Menon, and a no ball as well. A leg by, no ball. There goes last orders.
Free hit. Here we go. No, there's no free hits, is there, in Test match cricket? It'd be fun if there was a free hit. Quite a big overstep, and that's actually something that Ishan Sharma has done throughout his career. I remember playing against him most of his career, certainly for the first 5 or 6 years of his career, and he bowled a lot of no balls. But it's his 100th test match. How good is that, eh? For a fast bowler in India to have toiled away for as long as Ishan Sharma has toiled away, and he's just an unsung hero. He comes into a test match, out of a test match, into a series, out of a series. He's an unsung hero there in India. He really produces, and you all know who he is. The long hair, the big Adam's apple.
Here is Ishan. Bowls back of the length, edge taken by Rohit Sharma at second slip. Ishan has the early breakthrough, extra bounce. Not so sure that Dom Sibley did terribly much wrong. He's just pushed forward, it's bounced, it's hit the outside edge, and Rohit at second slip makes no mistake, and England are 2 for 1.
Listen, the noise, absolutely brilliant delivery from Ishan Sharma. Hit the pitch hard, just back of a length. Dom Sibley caught in no man's land. Nicked it straight to second slip. A comfortable catch. It's a big wicket for India. England already one down. Dom Sibley back in the hutch. Virat Kohli goes wild.
Oh, Sibley faced 7 deliveries. And I was just about to talk about the uneven bounce, and it had been wide of off stump. Pitches can, well, they often calm down, don't they, after the first sort of hour. I'm talking about day games. This has already been in the sun all day.
Yeah, you don't know how long it's been covered as well. So you don't know whether it was covered all the way up until lunchtime. Some groundsmen like to keep it covered, especially with the temperatures, 30, 35 degrees. But I don't see anything that makes me worry as a batsman, even with that dismissal. You see that in London, you see that in South Africa, you see that dismissal in New Zealand, you'll see it in the Caribbean, you'll see it all over. Caught at second slip, pushing at a ball on off stump early on in your innings. You want to get back to ball, that's what you want to feel comfortable as. If your timing is out, you're facing a bowler who's played 100 test matches. If your timing is out, he's going to get you. Beautifully caught by Rohit Sharma at second slip. He's pushed at a ball where he maybe should have played it a little bit later. He should have maybe just watched it a little bit closer, and he'd still be batting there. It's not something, and I mean, I'm just trying to tell the listener, or trying to advise the listener, or help the listener, that this is not a minefield by any stretch of the imagination. From what I've seen, all the balls on and around off stump have been easily hittable.
Well, it's a good point. We're not saying it's an absolute minefield and the ball's gone over, but there's a little bit of encouragement there, and you would see it anywhere else in the world. I think the surprise to us is that we don't often see it in India, do we? Let's be honest about it. But encouraging signs if you're a fast bowler, where if you can get a nick, it's going to carry to slip. In the first 2 test matches, it wasn't the point, was it? I mean, you're more likely to get a wicket caught short mid-wicket on the 2 pitches we played, but at least slips are in play. It's a good test match pitch so far.
Another word from Darren Goff, Ken Peterson, and then it'll be Andrew McKenna for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, Kev, when you talk about... you're kind of from that generation now where you played test matches, you played games with a big break in between, with not much practice. How is it? Do you feel you need to be out there in the middle playing week in, week out, or can you just do with a short break?
It depends how good your last game was. You're only as good as your last game, they say. And it's so true. Johnny Bairstow, yes, he may have been away for a couple of weeks, but he had a fabulous tour of Sri Lanka. Fabulous. He played so beautifully there. His foot work was so good. His power hitting was good. His defense was spectacular. And that's what you need in the subcontinent. You need a real good, solid defense. If you're happy with your defense, you'll be happy at home. You'll be happy wherever you are.
In comes Ishant. Two slips in the gully waiting. It's the inducker. Oh. Clipped into the leg side by Zach Crawley. And as quickly as it arrived, it disappears through that wide mid-on position again. It's the second time he's hit one there. Zach Crawley moves into double figures. Glorious, glorious shot. England 16 for one.
Wow, come to my side. I mean, it looked like he almost picked that out of the hand of Ishant Sharma. We know he's got Rishti. He picked the in-swinger. It's absolutely a good delivery. Great line on off stump. Would have hit middle and off. But he's flicked it through mid-wicket.
In goes Jaspreet to Crawley. Outside portion of the bat. It's taken at gully on the bounce. And played with soft hands by Zach Crawley. And there's no problem there.
I think if you're a big tall seamer or a quick bowler, you hit a good length and you bowl in a channel in and around off stump, there's something there. There's a little bit of reward for it. Touch an element of swing. Not consistent swing, which will keep the batters honest. But from a batsman's point of view, the ball seems to be coming onto the bat. If you let the ball come to you, and if the ball is slightly offline, you can score. And it's not the typical turgid Indian wicket where you feel as though you're not going to get value. I think you're going to get value for your shots here.
Bumrah is in. It's on the drive. Zach Crawley through the covers. And that is going to be a retrieval mission for one of the fielders, because that is another boundary for Zach Crawley. He's playing beautifully back into the side after his wrist injury. And that is his fourth boundary of the innings already. He's got all four in the England innings as they move to 23 for one. Akshar Patel is into the attack. Left arm around the wicket. First ball, Johnny Bairstow taken on the pad. Out LBW. He's going to review that straight away. He's not happy with the decision, but the ball went clattering into the pad. Akshar straight into the game. And we're going to have umpire Shamsuddin into the game because England have sent this upstairs for the review. Theoretically, they're 27 for one.
Decision is out. It's a fair delivery. Spin vision, please.
So we're going to start the process. Well, Johnny Bairstow made a signal as if to say he thought it was going to be a left side. Well, he's definitely not hit it.
Flat line when the ball passes the bat. Ball tracking, please.
So now we go to ball tracking.
Pitching outside off, impact in line. Wickets hitting. On field umpire on screen, please. Nitin, stay with your original decision. You're on screen. Give out, please.
England are 27 for 2. Johnny Bairstow out LBW to Akshar Patel. The first ball that he's bowled in the match. And Johnny Bairstow stay lasts only 9 deliveries. LBW to Akshar is 27 for 2.
Well, when I first saw this, I thought out straight away. Then Johnny's gone to DRS very, very quickly. So you automatically think, right, he's hit this. Johnny's must have hit it because he's gone to DRS. But straight away, then he pointed to Zach Crawley as if he was indicating it's gone down leg side, which obviously it hadn't. But what Johnny Bairstow's actually done is his bat's come down. It's hit the bottom of his pad. And the ball's, because of that, the bat in his hand has just turned a touch. He's missed it. It's hit his pad. He looked absolutely dead from the naked eye when I first saw it. That's what's happened. England 27 for 2. And England's captain, Joe Root, is walking out here now, again in this position of firefighting.
route at the non-striker's end. Crawley is driving into the offside, driving through the offside again. You cannot give this man balls to hit on the drive. Onside, offside. He's making it look so easy. It goes to 47. England 62 for 2.
He's got such long levers, hasn't he? Once he gets his hands through the ball, he's got such a strong position at the crease. Head right over the ball, just lets his natural flow of the hands go through it, and he's just such a good timer of the ball.
Akshar is in again. That is short. Punched off the back foot by Crawley, and that's another boundary, and Crawley has 50. He goes to 51 from just 68 deliveries, and he's got 51 out of the total of England's 66 for 2. His fourth Test 50, and he's played it absolutely beautifully. Back into the side today.
Well, take a bow, Zach Crawley. I mean, winning the toss and batting, it's half the battle. You've got to go out there and do it in a Test match after a short break. But he's come out and played shots all around the wicket, through mid-wicket, through the offside, straight down the pitch, and now a cut shot off Akshar Patel. The ball's seaming. We've seen a little bit of two pace there out of the pitch. It's spinning, but it's a fine 50.
Joe Root takes a new guard as he's just going to make Ashwin wait a little bit to start the new over. Still three men around the bat as Ashwin is going to bowl, right arm around, and in he comes. Root uses his feet, just takes a pace just to get there on the half volley, pushes to the deep fielder at mid-on, who is Jasprit, who's probably 10 yards deeper than he would normally be. Single taken, 73 for 2. Ashwin goes in, outside off stump on that occasion. Root is forward, playing out on the offside. He drops down at his feet and he actually uses the bat to tap it away.
Oh, the stupidity of playing shots that you think you're in and you think you can play. You do go to bed that night and you certainly do. You think, oh no, should I or shouldn't have? But it's just that little moment.
Ashwin in, Root taking on the pad, that's very close to LBW. Given! Joe Root so deep in the crease. He's reviewed it immediately, but this one might be a forlorn one because round the wicket, Ashwin has got it very full, very straight. Root going across his stumps. We are going to the review.
I think he said I hit it. He has to have hit this. He has to have.
He
was right back. He was inside his popping crease. And the finger went up straight away. We're going
to
see.
To lose three wickets before lunch, including the crucial one.
It takes a puff of
skipper
dust.
Joe,
he's not
ball
hit that.
He's moving around.
The only thing
reminder,
that might save him
you can
is
check
if
out
it's turning too much.
Podcast every day from our top team.
But again, umpires calls out. Podcast. He's been given out.
Sure
the umpires call is out.
YouTube
the previous
show,
one, umpires call is not. He was not out. Given not out. He hasn't hit this. Ultra Itch is proving that he hasn't hit it.
We'll rejoin the action shortly with England 76 for 3.
So the umpire, Shamsuddin, is happy that there is no edge. So now we wait for the ball tracking. As Kevin Peterson has said, given out. So umpire's call, we'll see Joe Root walking off. And we'll see India having a massive wicket so close to lunch. They've taken two already today. Now the technology comes in.
Pitching in line, impact in line. Wicket umpire's call, on-field umpire on screen, please. Anil, stay with the original decision. You're on screen, give out, please.
He raises the finger, Joe Root walks off the ball. The technology said was just clipping the top of leg stump, but has he been given out in real time? That was good enough. England 74 for 3 as Joe Root walks off LBW to Ashwin for 17, made from 37 balls.
So a difficult start for England, who lose three wickets before lunch, including the crucial one of skipper Joe Root. That ball is moving around. A reminder, you can check out the Following On podcast every day from our top team from wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to check out our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, available after each day's play over on the TalkSport YouTube channel. We'll rejoin the action shortly with England 76 for 3. You're listening to Following On, bringing you highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the first day of the third Test between India and England. We join the action after England won the toss and elected to bat. They're currently 76 for 3 after losing the wickets of Sibley and Bairstow to Ducks and Joe Root, the captain, just before tea. Your commentary team for this one, Mark Nicholas, Steve Harmison and Kevin Peterson.
76-3. Morning session coming into its last 15 minutes. Down goes Ben Stokes. And sweet enough, not super sweet, but you'll settle for that because the intent works and that gives you confidence as a batsman. Little dance down the pitch. He drove Ashwin high and hard and got four for it. And it's exactly the way for Stokes to go, KP.
Yeah, I think so, Marky. I think it's the way that he is just going to play. Natural aggression. And he's going to pick the bowler. He's going to pick the line. He's going to pick the length. And he's going to fully commit. And he has to fully commit. There's no half-heartedness here at all.
And he plays forward defensive. I'd say that his defensive flaw on the back foot to the off-spinner was a problem for him. And therefore, he'd rather use his strength, which is to attack the off-spin. I think his defending on either foot against the seamers is great. He can play longer innings against them, or certainly longer periods of defence against seamers than perhaps he can against spinners. So rather take the initiative straight away, which is a strength of his game anyway. And he's an imposing figure, so of course he's putting a bit of the heat back on the bowler and fielder. 80 for 3 then. Crawley 53, Stokes 6. Mind you were doing like 100 k's on your bike most days. He's left it alone and it didn't spin and it's missed off stump by a whisker. Zach,
two types in there, Kev.
Yeah, there's
two
is.
Types as a bowler. You think, right, listen to it, guess it, God, hasn't rattled. As a batsman, you're just hoping you don't hear that rattle.
Look where he's taken that. Rishabh Pant's taken that behind middle stump. Hello, Harmy. I didn't know you were so we're having a personal chat about our training routines. And now he's beaten him with a lovely, this guy can really bowl. He's got lovely control and a brain for it. Because he's a batsman, he can think like a batsman, and he always lobs up the one the batsman least wants.
I think that he's the closest that they've got to Jadeja. Yeah. And when I saw Jadeja go down and hurt himself in Australia, I thought that that was a huge, huge plus for England, because Jadeja is some cricketer.
He is
a fabulous, fabulous cricketer.
Yeah, yeah. And Archer bowls again. And he's beaten him! Yes, LBW, it sort of had to be. Crawley half forward, the ball runs in with the arm, glances the front pad. And I think Ben Stokes is saying, yeah, it doesn't look good, Zach. It doesn't look good. What's he going to review? The clock's running out. He's turning for home.
He's got to go.
On the stroke of lunch, England lose Zach Crawley, who played particularly well. That's a devastating blow and a moment of brilliance from Akshar Patel, who we were just heralding.
Yeah, he's played so nicely as Zach Crawley, but he's got one that skidded. He's got one that spun. And the third one skids again, and he plays all around it. Umpire straight up, Akshar straight up, Kohli straight up, 50,000 people straight up as well, and it's happening quick. We talked about it. It was 67 for 3 when we talked about it. It's now 80 for 4. And the stroke of tea, Crawley goes. England in a little bit of trouble, maybe even just a little bit more than a little bit of trouble.
Like a big bit of trouble. Four down at lunch, and still time for a fifth to fall against a rampant Indian side who've just won by 330-odd. 8 minutes to go to the lunch break. Ouch.
It was a fantastic bit of bowling, though, Mark. You know, he just bowled that little bit slower, two balls earlier, in and around that sort of off-stump line, and it's jagged away. Good bit of spin. And like you say, the one that he leaves, it's just gone into Rashid Pant's hands, just behind middle stump, and then that one. An absolute beauty, which has just gone on with the arm. Zach Crawley played very, very well, and we talked at the top of winning the toss and getting 2 hours of batting and the perfect sunlight on a decent pitch. And England have fluffed their lines a little bit.
Yeah, well, two down is England's morning. Three down is even Steven, marginally in favour of bowler. Four down is in favour of bowler. End of story. So Ollie Pope arriving out in the middle to be with Ben Stokes. Two very gifted batsmen. Pope has shown promising signs in the game so far without at any stage settling. Ollie Pope then on strike to Akshar Patel, who bowls in an absolute jaffa. A looping, spinning, left-arm spin piece of perfection. Beats the outside edge, is taken at chest height by Rishabh Pant.
Just that slow again, just that loop that he's got is beautiful. It just looks good in the air. It looks like slow motion in the air. And it just jags away just as it goes past the outside edge. An absolute beauty.
Here's Akshar Patel. Over pitches for once, and he can flick it into the leg side for a single, which means that if there's another over, he keeps the strike. He mightn't be so pleased with that. From t'other end, lad, said Len Hunnell once about playing the best bowlers. From t'other end. 81 for four then, and there's a round of applause that tells me it might be the lunch break. We can't see from the pictures yet, though it looks, yes, the players are indeed making their way towards the dressing room. As the Indian players leave the field, they'll be very impressed with their work. I think Ravi Shastri and the coaches will all say, well, we've done what we had to do without the seamers perhaps bowling quite at their best. Crawley LBW, Akshar 53 just now. Sibley caught Rohit bowled Ishant, no score. Bairstow LBW, Akshar, no score. Root LBW bowled Ashwin 17. Stokes unbeaten with 6 and Pope with just a single. 81 for 4. Ben Folkes in next. And then, as Kevin Peterson just pointed out, Archer, Leach, Broad, Anderson. That's a long tail. So England have got an awful lot to do. I mean, it's going to take one monumental partnership and lots of other little cameo partnerships that take England. Really, you've got to be thinking 300 in the first innings to be in this game.
Be R. Ashwin to resume the attack. Goffey, I make it. I could be wrong, and we'll find out soon enough. It's 10 to 5 local time, and I understand that the sun sets at around 5:15. That's around about 25 minutes time.
Wow.
So we've started the twilight period, that change of natural light into artificial light, and this will perhaps tell us a lot about how the test match might progress from here on in. Ashwin in, first delivery after the first break, the tea break. We have the dinner break coming up in 2 hours' time.
It is rather confusing, isn't it? After starting at 3 a.m. to suddenly now going to these starts, 9 a.m. starts. But Leah, we've got two players at the crease here, man, is basically who like to play a positive game.
Down the wicket comes Pope. It's positive, just using his feet, even if he is defending. 81 for 4. Pope on 1. Ben Stokes on 6. Here is Ashwin round the wicket. Bowled him! Bowled him! He's hit the top of off stump. Ollie Pope's been done by the straight honour. Around the wicket, a beautiful piece of bowling. The previous delivery turned and gripped in. That one has skidded on and hit the top of off stump. It's a beautiful piece of bowling. England lose Ollie Pope, and they are 81 for 5.
Well, we're seriously in trouble here now, England. 81 for 5. It's a proper collapse from England here. Ashwin, very clever. We know his different varieties. Around the wicket, early on, first over after lunch, right on the money, pitched straight on with the arm, knocked his off stump out. Ollie Pope, disappointed. He cannot understand how he's missed that delivery from Ashwin, but that's what makes Ashwin the best off-spin bowler in the world. England in trouble. 81 for 5 here on TalkSport 2.
I'm just going to bring Kevin Peterson in here. He's if we could have a KP's. You're on, KP.
You can hear me. I'm on. Okay. I was just checking. I saw my light was red here. I just couldn't hear the talkback. But especially with the position of
Axard in again. Stokes plays one, keeps low, defends it out on the onside.
Of who's next? And that's the issue. You talk about India playing an extra batter and England not playing that extra batter. There is so much weight and responsibility now on just this partnership. It's this partnership for the game. It really could be this partnership for the game.
Big appeal for leg before wicket. It might be a bit high. Up goes the finger. Axard Patel's got Ben Stokes for the moment. I fancy England's all-rounder may well review this. He's grimacing. He has reviewed it. And it just, if it just looked a bit high, then about the impact outside the off stump possibly. But Ben Stokes has reviewed it straight away. If it's 81 for 6, you can't help wondering if there's a way back for England.
Yeah, it is. It's a horrible sight. And we're going to see if it's even more horrible in the next 60 to 90 seconds. I think this is pitching and hitting just on off stump. It may just be outside off stump. original decision is out. So it just needs to be clipping, just needs to be umpire's call on off stump.
I thought height, and then I thought maybe impact, but as you said.
Looks fairly straight, doesn't it? It does. Maybe just outside off stump. Umpire's call top of off stump. We're going to see now.
Goffey's too worried to talk. Oh, impact might be... Is it hitting?
It's clipping
umpire's the top call. Of middle and off.
The umpire's call again. I'm afraid to say that Ben Stokes is going to be gone here. This is horrible for England. Horrible, horrible. It's a nightmare.
England 86 for 6. They've lost their two tea time batsmen. I think it's tea that we had the first break. It was 20 minutes, so that's the length of a tea break. And they've lost Ollie Pope without adding to his one, and Ben Stokes without adding to his six, and England in all sorts of trouble at 86 for 6. They're now relying on Ben Foulkes, and the longest tail that England have had for over a decade, with Jofra Archer coming out at number 8, to be followed by Jack Leach, Stuart Broad and Jimmy Anderson. So there's heaps of bowling but not much batting, I'm afraid, from 8 down for England. They've just got to focus on staying in the test match, and you never know what's going to happen. This ball is 30 overs old. Maybe if they can get it to 50, maybe it'll go soft and become less effective. Akshar Patel comes forward again, and forward comes Foulkes, playing defensively through the hands of Silly Point.
And what we haven't seen a lot of is fast bowling either, and England have a lot of fast bowlers. We just talked about all the bowlers to come here. You've got one, you've got Archer, you've got Anderson, you've got Broad.
For the next 20 minutes, you'll be with Mark Nicholas.
Boy, this is a long, long way up the mountain for England now. Remember, Leach, Anderson, Broad, or Leach, Broad, Anderson, probably in order to come. And back goes Archer, plays a lovely cut shot for 4. Oh, the delay, the lag in the bat there as it came down to strike cleanly past point.
Yeah, and the disappointment of the first one that he thought that he missed out. Here he's not disappointing at all. A little bit wider, a little bit shorter, and Jofra Archer just cuts it away.
Archer upright in his stance, equally slim, maybe even slimmer than Akshar Patel in his stance. Picks the bat up, bowling! Just late on it, that's all. Quicker, smarter, better.
A great variation, a wonderful bit of skillful bowling. You talk about the skill of R. Ashwin. These spinners, there is a lot of skill, there is a lot of quality, and they're delivering it here in style. England are 93 for 7.
So India well and truly in control of this test match. England falling from 74 for 3 to 93 for 7. And that's all before dinner. A reminder, you can check out the Following On podcast every day from our top team, wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to check out our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, available after each day's play from the TalkSport YouTube channel. Shortly, we'll rejoin the action with England 93 for 7.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the third test match live from Ahmedabad.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the first day of the third test between India and England. We rejoin the action with England in real trouble. After winning the toss, Joe Root's side elected to bat, but find themselves 7 wickets down before the break. Your commentary team is Mark Nichols, Darren Goff and Steve Harmison.
93 for 7. Jack Leach, cult hero after his performance with Ben Stokes, that he followed up with that 90-odd against Ireland at Lord's. And now he's got a different thing in his hands altogether. There's already some powdery rough, and Akshar Patel will aim into it. A short leg slip, dead straight, well played, dead straight bat in response to that ball. He keeps batting very simple, his movements are clear, and loose as a goose, Jofra was too loose and became a goose.
Well,
bowled out by Akshar Patel.
He's going to need a fence, not a cricket bat, to keep Akshar Patel out or Ashwin. 4 for 31 he's got now, Patel.
Back he goes and defends. Good footwork, Leach, I've noticed over the years. He's precise to go back and forward. Here's R. Ashwin again. Bowls nice and straight and spins it past Jack Leach's outside edge. There's a silly point, a slip in the gully. And I think that's affected them here. I agree with you. I think the ball has spun at times. But I agree with you that the batting's been timid. Here's Ashwin again. And that carries, does it? It does. It carries to gully. What a lovely, simple bit of cricket. An off-spinner flighted high that turns away from the left-handed Leach. Leach goes forward. It runs off a thick outside edge into the hands of gully, as if it were worked from clockwork and will be worked in this way forevermore.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. And I'm 100% with you. I think the ball has turned a bit this morning. I think that's why it's been so difficult, because the straight one has been more difficult to face. I think we're looking at a DRS, whether this catch count carried. The umpire, the soft signal is out. It did look as though it carried. Not a problem. And it was a decent catch at sort of gully by Pujara.
Yeah, it has carried. They're looking, but it has carried. Akash, we're just examining this catch, so we've got to sort of be careful of interrupting the third umpire. Yeah, confirmation of the original decision out. That was a much ado about nothing, as it was certainly a catch. So Jack Leach is the man to go. Stuart Broad has taken guard and is on strike to R. Ashwin, and he plays forward and pushes it onto the leg side. We were talking about Broad earlier, who's naturally a stroke maker. And, I mean, we don't expect him to have a slog, but we do expect him to look to score on the adage that you play to your strengths. Here comes Ashwin again, and Broad drives pleasantly and beats the diving fielder, Rohit Sharma, at extra cover, and so gets himself a couple. So he's off the mark to go with Folkes' 3. It gets England to 100. Nothing much glorious about it, 100 for 8 in the 38th over of the day's play. It's a grim, grim score to have to look at on such a lovely day and in such a wonderful stadium. But the facts are the facts. England have been wildly outplayed in the period of play that we've had so far, the morning session and this half of the afternoon.
Conditions might change in 20 minutes. Let's just hang in there. Just hang in there. Just keep batting. Ball is now in its 47th over. Akshar Patel in. Plays the sweep, does Stuart Broad. Gets a top edge. Into the deep. Caught! At deep backward square leg, he could no longer resist the temptation, and he's picked out Jasprit Bumrah at deep backward square leg. The top edge sweep. Akshar Patel has 5 for 37, and England on the verge of being dismissed are 105 for 9.
Well, you talked about that pressure, Manners, then it's been building and building by the brilliance of Akshar Patel and Ashwin, and eventually Stuart Broad could wait no longer. The fast bowler's starting to warm up, the lap slug came out,
straight down the throat of the Indian fielder, who was well placed just inside the boundary behind backward square. It's a huge, huge wicket for Patel. 5 wickets for him. Brilliant from India, poor from England. England at 105 for 9 here on TalkSport 2. A huge congratulations to Patel. He's been quite magnificent today. Whether it be the turn and bounce, the sharp turn and bounce away from the right-hander, or will it be the cleverly disguised arm ball that goes straight on with the arm? He's been an handful all day so far for the England batsman, and it brings in the left-handed experienced player, Jimmy Anderson, to the crease.
Folks wakes, taps the ground, goes back to cut, he's bowled in, does him, the ball hurries on, and so the runs turned down look badly judged, because Folks goes for 12. A magnificent performance today from Aksar Patel. He finishes with, well, startling figures, 6 for 38. What a start he's having to his Test match career. He does the simple thing well. He's got a lovely high action that he uses, varying the point of release. His angles are good. He's accurate. He spins it. He fires it in quick. He's got everything. And India have got a strong position in the game, because they've bowled England out for next to nothing here.
112 all out, quite magnificent from India. Losing the toss, the heads could have easily gone down, but not when you've got Ashwin and Patel in your side. The captain showed huge faith in him. He bowled the seamers a little bit longer than he normally does. I think it was the 7th over before he brought spin into play. But he gave Aksar Patel that first opportunity, and he's rewarded his captain.
So England all out for just 112 on the first day of the third test, and face a mammoth task to turn around this test match. A reminder, you can check out the following podcast every day from our top team, wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to check out our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, available each day after the day's play from the TalkSport YouTube channel. We'll rejoin the action shortly with India at the crease. You're listening to Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the first day of the third test between India and England. Well, we join the action with India back at the crease. England won the toss but bowled out for just 112 runs. Your commentary team, can there be a recovery? Is Andrew McKenna, Steve Harmison and Kevin Peterson.
It's an enormous stadium. It's absolutely massive. 110,000 will be the figure at capacity when they're allowed. 50% allowed for this test match. And they're watching Stuart Broad going in. Bit of a grunt, takes the edge, and it's taken by Stokes, low down to his right. I wasn't sure if it had carried first up, but Stuart Broad has a breakthrough. The umpires are going to get together and check it. They will probably send this to the third umpire to confirm it's been taken. But Ben Stokes' body language, to me, says he believes he genuinely has taken that catch, and he thinks that Shubman Gill is out for a duck.
Soft signal has gone upstairs, and it's out as well. Ben Stokes, we know the kind of catches that he takes. Know how special he is, and this is brilliant from Broad. Broad is up at 140 here. You can see his legs pumping, running to the wicket. It's a leg cutter from Broad. Gill nicks it. And Stokes is not dropping that. No chance. Oh, maybe he has. Maybe he has.
Well, in fairness, Kevin, I don't think it's a case that dropped it, but his fingers seem to open rather than clasp around the ball. So, well, they've just, as you can tell from the crowd reaction, they've now just seen this on the big screen. But as we know, and it's given not out. But as we know, with the fingers going on under the ball, it can sink into the grass, and Ben Stokes is laughing. He's got hands on the hips, double teapot.
I'm not convinced this. I think this is out. I think it's hit his hands. It's gone into the ground, and it's actually gone into his fingers that are on the ground underneath the ball and gone up.
Ben Stokes is actually full-on laughing and shaking his head. He can't believe that. Now, we'll remember, in the previous matches, we saw Pujara take a catch very low down, and your fingers seem to melt into the grass and disappear out of view. Oh, Joe Root's wagging his finger at the umpire here.
That was a quick review as well. It was one look, and it was a quick review.
I tell you what's funny, the umpire on the field is copping it. He didn't make the decision.
He actually gave it out.
He gave it out that quick. Not out was up before we started describing after we've just seen the drop.
You may have just heard Joe Root, as he walked back to his position at slip, you might have heard him just go unbelievable. Broad on his way once again. It goes full, and Rohit Sharma. Well, that is class. The man is class and plays just a cover. Sorry, an off drive back past the bowler. India 5 without loss, and Rohit with a glorious boundary.
Yeah, it was a good shot, but it wasn't as good as Crawley. It was not as good as Crawley earlier.
Into the eighth over here, and Stuart Broad is in. Once again, hits him on the pad. There's a big celebration appeal.
It's an appeal celebration from Stuart Broad, who's carried on running. He's absolutely, totally convinced that he's nailed Shubman Gill. LBW, it might have been a bit high, and it was certainly heading towards leg stump rather than middle, but Stuart Broad has persuaded his captain Joe Root into going for the review.
Well, Ben Folks, first thing straight away, said hi. He ran towards Brody and said hi. So
not so sure about height, actually. I'm thinking more missing leg. It's hitting the outside of his left leg.
At best, it's umpire's call. It might be hitting top of leg, but I immediately thought height. Shubman Gill's tall man. He's 6'2", and that's hit him on the high part of the knee roll. It was also heading towards leg stump. Here we go.
Pitching outside of impact in line.
Hitting top of leg. Umpire's call. Not out. And that's how it remains. England retained the review, but that will be no consolation.
Not at all, and it's a long note so far for Gill. You talk about wanting to get off the mark, you talk about wanting to be busy. We've all talked this morning or today about intent. Note from 24, there's no intent there. England players, they're looking up at the big screen and they just think everything is against them. Stokes is catch, no catch earlier. An LBW that doesn't go for them. Root's dismissal earlier. So many things that could have gone for England that haven't gone for England.
Is Broad, overpitched and driven beautifully by Rohit Sharma through extra cover for four. That's exquisite. I mean, it was right there. It was right under his nose. It was half volley, really, but super sharp.
I mean, it's beautiful. It really is. It's Rohit Sharma at his best. You'll have all seen Rohit Sharma play a cover drive and presents the full face of the bat. It's a check drive, but goodness me, Crawley played some rippers this morning. Some beautiful, beautiful shots.
Here's Broad now, steams in and bowls just a little short, and finally Shubman Gill is off the mark with a remarkable cut shot, actually, an unorthodox run through extra cover.
He's been wanting to do that for a while now. He's just hit backward point on a couple of occasions, but he's standing leg side of it and he's looking to pierce that offside field. This is a little bit wide, and if you've been in for as long as he's been in, something short and wide you're not going to miss out on.
Archer goes in, short of all, but Rohit pulls this one out to mid-wicket, rides the bounce, rolls his wrists, and puts it away for four. He goes to 16, India 26 without loss.
I did say an intriguing passage of play here, because Archer comes on, pierce on the ball, sometimes pierce on the ball, sometimes travels to the boundary. If you don't quite get it right, it's a good shot there. Wasn't a bad ball by Jofra Archer. It was a roundabout sort of chin high, but it was outside off stump. It was outside, so Rohit Sharma could let his hands free.
Archer for the final ball of the over. Oh, Shubman Gill's gone back. Had a hack at this one. Flies up in the air. Where's it going to land? It's going to land in the hands of Zach Crawley. And England have a breakthrough. And Shubman Gill, we've been praising him for his perseverance and his patience. And I'm afraid he's had a rush of blood at that one. And from England's point, thank goodness he did. He goes to 11, 33 for one.
Just watching Shubman Gill there, and he is. He's watched him throughout the IPL. He's a fine talent. He has got talent. You know, his hands are beautiful. But as a fast bowler, I'm not sure I'd bowl anything other than short balls at him. And at his sort of where he wears his Indian badge. For the simple fact is, I think his foot movement, he gets himself in such a place with his foot movement. I think if you get him, especially with somebody that's got a bit of pace and got a bit of bounce, if you can get it in and around where the Indian badge is, he doesn't get himself right across to really pull or right across to cut. He blocks himself off. And I think that shot there, when the ball gets a little bit tighter to him, trusting your hands is one thing, but actually sometimes if you're not getting your hands out in front of you, you're really going to struggle to hit it properly.
Oh, Jack Leach has gone in, taken Pajara on the pad, given out LBW. It just looked right at the time. Pajara is going to walk down the pitch and ask the question of Rohit Sharma. You think from what Steve Harmison's just saying, they surely have to review this one just to be safe. 4-3-2-1. Pajara's going to walk off. And that is two wickets down, and that will bring Virat Kohli in. So England have their breakthrough. They've got two, 34 for two. And maybe, just as importantly, it's Jack Leach that has got the wicket. He's got one for three.
Simple conversation there by Sharma and Pajara. Sharma, did you hit that? And if the answer is no, then I think you tell your partner, off you go, because that was very, very straight. Great bit of bowling by Jack Leach. Now England have got shot players coming in on a wicket which, you know, they fancy themselves to get wickets on, and they've got the rock out. This is a huge passenger player for England, and something, you know, England need the Indian captain to come and go very, very quickly.
Stokes down the leg side, Rohit Sharma clips into the onside and will have another 50 to his name. He goes to 50 from 63 deliveries. India 82 for 2. It means they now only trail by 30 runs on first innings as Rohit Sharma brings up his 12th Test match 50.
That's an excellent 50 from Rohit Sharma, just 63 deliveries. Everybody thinks he's been quite watchful today, but if you look at that, just 63 deliveries again from Rohit Sharma. When you talk about the importance of getting runs in the first innings, he did it in that last Test match and India went on to win the game, and he's doing it again now.
It's been a nightmare day for England, let's not get away from that. Here's Jimmy Anderson, and that one is steered into the gully and dropped. Oh dear me. Well, Virat Kohli was trying to run it down to third man. Ollie Pope dived to his right, got both hands to it, and he's put it down in the gully, and he can't believe it. In the previous over, he almost pulled off a miraculous catch, and that was one that he should have held.
Yeah, he'd nearly pulled off one of the all-time great short leg catches, and he's just dropped Virat Kohli. When you've only got 20 runs to play with, a regulation slip catch, gully catch, more or less at his right hip. Right hip, yeah, that's it. Grabs it, drops it, tries to grab it again. Kohli knows.
England can't afford to think about that. They've just got to work with what they've got. Here is Leach again. Bowled him
off the bottom edge, looking to cut it down to third man. Virat Kohli cannot believe what he's done. He smashes his bat onto his helmet. He's got a bottom edge and chopped it onto his off stump. Harmless, unthreatening delivery, you would think. Virat Kohli saw it as a run-scoring opportunity. Tried to chop it down, it just perhaps drifted into him, and it was too close to play the shot. He was cramped for room, and well, it's 98 for three late in the day.
Manners, it's that straight ball again. It's this straight ball again. This straight ball is done for Virat Kohli. He's got a few that's turned and gone past the outside edge, but he's got one that's just literally just gone on with the arm, inside edge, thick inside edge, onto the stumps. Ben Stokes is jubilant. Jack Leach is jubilant. Virat Kohli's absolutely gutted. He's devastated because he's seen coming out tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 in 35 degrees heat and really, really cashing in. Hopefully England can cash in now, between now and what is a big 3 or 4 minutes, because if England can get another one, they'll feel as though they're just dragging the game back towards them.
Sorry to be the one to break it to you, Harmy, but they couldn't grab that extra wicket before close. But a huge boost to England right at the end after Virat Kohli bowled by Jack Leach. The hosts will resume on Wednesday on 99 for 3. Don't forget to check out the Following On podcast every day from our award-winning commentary team wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to watch our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, available after each day's play on the TalkSport YouTube channel. For live and exclusive coverage of England's tour of India, it continues on Talk Sport 2, Thursday morning, 8:30 a.m.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the third Test match, live from Ahmedabad.
Only on Talk Sport 2.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.